It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio. She joins us weekly, and we are grateful. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, Wake Robin continues to be in the forefront. We've had, as you know, several sessions. Aradev LLC is proposing to redevelop the property. We've listened to many, many hours of hearings with testimony on both sides and experts and interveners, and it finally sort of came to a consensus at the last meeting. It looked as if it was going to be denied. There were most members, the majority of the members, felt the noise issue, the traffic issue, was just too much for the site. It was quite a detailed discussion. And then, lo and behold, the commission was about to hold a meeting to draft a resolution for denial, and Aradev pulled out. So they've withdrawn their application.
Without prejudice.
Right. And
they can reapply.
Yes.
And but do we yet know, I'm still perpetually curious from the beginning, who or what Aradev is?
No.
Okay. It's, as we said, a group of...
right. No, I totally understand.
I don't know.
It's just a name.
Apparently they have run other... it's a group that runs other resorts. I have not been able to find anything out. Michael, you either?
No, I got nothing at this point. But
no,
I've been rather busy.
If I was starting a development company, I could call it
it's not,
to Dev.
Not high on my radar at the moment, since they're not going to be doing anything anyway. So
So at this point,
do you have, just out of curiosity, is there a time frame for reapplication?
Oh no, not at all.
No.
They can do whatever they want, whenever.
Right. Yeah. I would imagine, and we're just again hallucinating or predicting. They're going back to the drawing board, I would assume.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're not just walking away.
Yeah, the without prejudice just basically wipes the slate clean, and you can come back 10 years from now if you want. You know, they may turn around and sell the place, too, for all we know.
Exactly. We have no idea. So,
do they own it?
Well, that's the other question. I'm not so sure.
If they're applying, they must be the owners. You can't apply as a non-owner.
Okay, because it's never said, it was, but they say Aradev is applying, and I got to thinking about that.
Yeah.
You can't, contingent upon on buying, this property?
No. Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So
then I'm curious who's Aradev, but never mind. Let's go. Moving on.
It's not a point right now, so next time they come around the corner, if in fact they do, then we can see about those things.
Mm.
Well, anyway, it's very, very cold. We know that. What's next?
So, that's been our point of interest for a long time. So we'll see what the new year brings.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, speaking of a long time, when did they put that in? Do you know?
When did they
first put in their application?
Well, the experts and interveners said they never heard about it until the week of Labor Day. And then the concerned citizens said they knew that Aradev was talking with the commission. Well, prior to that, because they had a zone change allowing.
Okay, so, by the way, I have answered the Aradev question, which is, and this is from the meeting documents from the Salisbury site, Wake Robin LLC and Ms. Serena Granberry, Aradev LLC.
Yeah, it's just a representative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's the one who owns the...
No, anyway. Time to talk about things that are current. This is no longer current.
Well, it was a second ago.
Well, it's pretty current.
Yeah.
Okay. The River Road housing project in Falls Village, which has, again, been stymied for several years. That's the one that's off Lime Rock Station. And we're going to be... forget how many houses, 18 maybe, 16 units, appeared, came up again last week when an environmental assessment was conducted. This is something that has to be done every once in a while on properties that are in question. And so TRC, the company, did this assessment and did a public hearing to talk about what it discovered. This property is currently owned by Habitat for Humanity, but the Falls Village Housing Trust is the one seeking to buy the property and put up this development. As you remember, it's gotten lots and lots of protests from people, especially the neighbors. There were petitions signed. It was strong on both sides. Young people and many people say we need it desperately here in Falls Village. Neighbors don't like the site, and on and on. It hasn't moved forward too much because they're still waiting for funding. However, it was an interesting, the fellow who did the assessment talked about the property. It's about, I think, 10 acres of, and it's all wooded at this point. But turns out back in the day, it was many years ago, it was a gravel and sand pit.
Right.
And they found there were like 50 vehicles buried there at one point. So this, of course, raised the interest of the who are questioning it. But the fellow who did the study said there's no evidence of any cars there anymore. It got a clean bill of health, and he said nothing has changed. They've done these assessments since, several over the years, and nothing has changed again. So, again, we wait to see what happens, but it's going to once again raise interest and controversy in Falls Village.
They've been studying that site. That didn't happen to be put into the Superfund category, did it?
I don't believe so. No, I don't think it was ever.
And I'm curious because, I mean, obviously it was still the gravel pit when I got here, but there's something big being that has been built across the street, not on the Habitat side, but across where Lime Rock Station meets Music Mountain becomes River Road. And it's a very large structure, and I just wondered, so that's going. And there were houses were built in the literal gravel path, on that side of the road.
Hmm.
So I watched this very large structure mushroom.
It's a house?
Could be, yeah.
Huh? I don't know.
But big.
Well. Well, not on this particular site, because there's nothing.
So it's got to be across the street from this particular site.
Yeah.
Such as a street. What do people visualize when they see? It's across the road from this site, and the entrance is on River Road.
Hmm.
That much I know.
Well, the other issue in this, which has caused everybody concern, is the town did apply and got the incentivized zoning. It's a incentive zoning zone, and people felt that was just pushed through and it shouldn't be, and so that added to the mix. And so, again, it's all these, as we know, anytime you have affordable housing projects, it raises concerns and becomes pretty contrary. So, well, again, they're waiting for their funding from the state. Nothing has happened as far as structures on that property. Okay, we have also in Falls Village, the Board of Finance has been asking groups to come in and talk about their finances and what they need. This is something new that a couple of the Finance Board members have requested. So they've had Park and Rec, and they've had a couple of other groups come in and talk. The latest one was Planning and Zoning. And so they asked about, the finances, and Greg Marlowe, who's now the chairman, talked about how uncertain zoning can be. You just don't know when you're going to get a big project coming in or something. So he said budgeting can be somewhat iffy, and they had quite a discussion about that. And the next one they wanted was the library, and somebody said, well, that's a nonprofit, D.M. Hunt Library. But John Steinis, who's the one pushing for these meetings, said but they do get quite a bit of town money. And so not sure if that's ever going to happen. They put this whole thing off now because come January it's budget season. But I would imagine come spring they may resume and start bringing back some groups to here. As you know, that board has been somewhat...
stressed?
Yeah, you know, they've had some issues going back and forth. And so, again, we'll be watching what happens there. We have, interestingly enough, there's some new books and documentaries coming out about places up here in the northwest corner. There is a book now about Mohawk Mountain, and as you know, the ski area is pretty well known for its being the first to have the snowmaking. Walter Schoenkenecht was the owner who came up with this idea, and he and the engineers perfected it, and now there have been a lot of publications about it, but now there's a new book by somebody who has studied, a journalist, and he actually was interviewed. He and Carol Luger, who is Schoenkenecht's daughter and is the current owner, are on TV talking about Mohawk. And again, this is one of those places that brings people here to the northwest corner. It's a great recreational area, and something that the townspeople and area people can be proud of, to bring people here and give them this respite. And as you know, Mohawk Mountain is owned by the state. It's state part of the state forest. So the whole thing is very interesting. And also along those same lines, there's a documentary that's coming out about ski jumping at Satre Hill. Again, a recreational icon in this area, and interesting documentary on its history and how it all began. And speaking of that, the SWAS's jump camp will be held on the 27th and 28th of this month for young people who want to get into that, to me, very scary sport. Not my thing.
Very scary, according to you, but there are people who love it.
Oh, my gosh. And they go on to the Olympics. I mean,
yep.
It's...
They're going to be doing an event about that video, film, movie, whatever it may be, at the Colonial Theater. Don't have the exact details yet, but Willie's talked about it a couple of times in our last conversation. So they'll have a pre-screening for people here, and as soon as we know, we'll get it on our public service announcements. And then after that, of course, it goes on to Connecticut Public TV.
So question just... All right, so a long time ago, when I came up here, I learned that the reason the towns were 5 miles apart was because that was a day trip by ox cart. Okay. Was there any connection to Mohawk and snowmaking and Satre Hill and ski jumping?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Just the guys that use the wheelbarrow to take it across.
And the poor oxen, okay.
That's right. There you go. If they had oxen. Otherwise, they had to push it themselves.
No, the Norwegians who came and settled here, to work in the iron furnaces, I'm not sure, brought with them that ski jumping idea. It was up in Norfolk, and then they found Satre Hill, and pretty ingenious the way they did it with, lumber and all kinds of wires and things originally, and look where it is now. It's quite the thing.
Well, again, when you look at things that have started suddenly or were ingenious, and you look at very, very, very old structures, you have to wonder, like, oh, wait, possibly technology was available. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Our forefathers, some of them were most creative. Okay. Just now, I don't know if you're aware, but my newspaper, the Republican American, is in the process of being purchased by Hearst Publications. We're not sure what this means for the future of local news, but the talk is that that this is going to happen early next year, and again, we just it's another sign of small newspapers struggling and figuring out what to do. Republic American has been owned by the Pape family for over 100 years. It's one of the last holdouts for private ownership, and readers, stay tuned.
All right.
Well, if you want local news, it's going to be on the drums from now on. So,
yeah.
So it's sad.
It could mean a whole new outlook for news up here. We're not sure.
You've come to the right place, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You're already installed. Not a problem.
Yeah, as long as we're breathing here, we'll try and fill that void.
But we're doing, and that's why we're doing it, and that's why we're doing it this way. Mm-hmm. And one of, you know, let's just say that whatever somebody thinks of news, if we on Robinhood Radio, with our you say that there is an event on a certain day at a certain time, then there's a real good chance that is true. And that's what is gotten so muddied along the way. Not the quality of the event, but the quality of the information has really become, you know, it's become a problem. Mm-hmm. Because as the cuts took place, you know, people basically started reprinting what other people were doing. And, you know, that does not take long to sow or disseminate information that is not necessarily, you know, been confirmed with one's own eyes, so to speak.
All right. And with that said, we got about a minute and a half.
Well, I can't let time go by without a tribute to Don Doc Martin, who passed away this week. Doc was a beloved figure, a dentist in Canaan. And Jill, I know he and Marshall had a very close relationship.
Yeah.
And Canaan is a lot less flamboyant, a lot less joyous without Doc. I mean, he really...
Yeah, and you know,
center of
he helped Marshall a lot, but the most, you know, and he was helpful. He was really helpful to a lot of people, and nobody knew that quietly. But that's
a real loss.
Yep.
So the only thing on my calendar is Boxing Day. They do a talk at the North Cornwall Church on Boxing Day, which is December 26th at 4:00. It's pretty cold. No heat in that building. So
call me, Stu. What is Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is celebrated in England, I understand, the day after Christmas.
Oh.
Because basically what happened was, you know, all the big estates, the landowners, did parties and so forth for their, they fed their, you know, their people, basically, on Christmas. So Boxing Day was the day after where a lot of this stuff got sorted out and done. Mm. There are several, December 26th. Mike,
right.
You might know it as Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm. And Hanukkah. And Christmas.
Yeah, Hanukkah, there's all kinds of things that fall in here. It's become I don't even know what all happens.
Well, Hanukkah
everybody
and Christmas
does,
are together for this year.
For the first time, 2005.
Yep.
Yeah. And so...
all right, well, 2005 is right around the corner. And we are on the back doorstep right now of this program. Will we see you next week?
I don't know. There's going to be no news. We'll just maybe schmooze.
Always be something to talk about. Always.
Mm. Which is, Mike, is a good point. There's always something to talk
about. Always something to talk about. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ruth. Happy to...
Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
And happy Hanukkah. And... Mm-hmm. And right now, we will say this has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robinhood Radio.